Still the kasha.
Maishno that by us sukkah sheino gvoyo asoro v'chok akbo lehashlimo lehasoro. The Gemara says im yesh misfas achkak v'lakoisel gimel tfochim etz posu pochis megimel tfochim etz kosher. So it's mevu that you could be metzarev the walls from the side to the chkak. If it's betoich gimel, you could be metzarev it. If it's yoisur megimel, you cannot be metzarev it. So it needs to be betoch shalosh to be metzarev it. And in Shabbos, ba'ish ein betoich ha'asoro v'chokak boi la'ashlim oi la'asoro, state that it's good. And it doesn't say that it has to be dafka betoich gimel tfochim to the chkak. This is Tesis' kasha be'etzim. And the end of the whole Tesis is finishing with a kasha. Maishno gabi sukkah, that the walls need to be near each other. The chkak and the mechitza need to be betoich gimel, and if not, it's possible. And in Shabbos, it says, Bai she'ein betoich ha'asorah, v'chokak bo'y la'ashlim u'la'asorah, is Rosh Hashayochid. And it doesn't say that it needs to be near each other. So the truth is, you could have said that Baitz she'en b'teichay asora v'chokak boy, Taisa said before that he dug 10 tfochim. If he dug 10 tfochim, so the chkak alein is a full reshus hayochi. So if he would Taisa said in the beginning that the case of Baitz that he dug 10 tfochim, Taisa could never ask the kasha. Because with Baitz, Taisa is what really doesn't learn that this is the pshat there. Taisa said, oh, you have shalitchots. So back to the Taisa's kasha. So Taisus is asking a kasha, Maishno Sukkah Mishabbos. Sukkah state that Betoich Gimel Tfochim, it's kosher, Murfa Gimel Tfochim, you can't be Metzarev, Dechkak, to the Mechitze. And then Shabbos is Mashma, that if you dig somewhere inside the house, the whole house becomes Rosh Hashayochi. And this is the kasha, Maishno. This is the kasha, Maishno. Before we saw the Loshna Taisus, we mentioned yesterday, and we'll bring it, Ois Bezos Hashem, very good, very nice. Reb Chaim answered, "Nishkan kasha sukkah that is a din mechitzas. We learn basukas. If the walls are not near each other, one half is here, one half is here, you can't make a wall. Betoch shalosh, you can make a wall. Shabbos is no din mechitzas. You just have to stop the rishus harabim to come over." Reb Chaim said, "And sukkah a doifen from isura anoeh is not good because ktuta mechtat shiure. And Shabbos lechi from isura anoeh state in Rambam that it's good." And Reb Chaim goes over, there's a lot of halachas, tela mislaket, where it says if it's a mountain that builds up and the end it stands, it's called Rishus Hayochid. The wall could be Daladamis. Any mechitza, it doesn't work. Tela says, Shabbos is a mokim nifrot. Shabbos is not a din mechitza. So push the teretz. You're asking why in Sukkah it needs to be near each other and in Shabbos it could be far from each other. Sukkah that is a din mechitza, it needs to be near each other. Shabbos that is no din mechitza, it doesn't need to be near each other. And we said Sukkah isura no is kosher, es posul. Shabbos is kosher. Reglat. And we said maybe in Loshon Aran it's word by word. Maybe in Loshon Aran by us it's word by word. That sukkah is a din mechitza, needs to be near each other. Shabbos, that is no din mechitza, abi et soisim, the place, even if it's not near each other, it's kosher. Aber in Loshon HaTeisves shtei different diburim. Teisves says, the be'inen mechitza smuchis leschach. This is tamashtik of Teire. Here is a din doifen, here is no din doifen. Teis doesn't say that. Teisves says, and sukkah is a din mechitza smuchis leschach. It's not the vote. The fear of Chaim the vault is that in Sukkah is a din mechitza, and in Shabbos is no din mechitza. And Taisus says the words, you need mechitza smucha leschach. Taisus Bayos says it chatzi. Taisus in Shabbos says it completely. Taisus says, Vim toima koshel rivo maishlo misuka dein agvoya yud. Shiny also got besuka, the bein and shim mechitza smucha leschach. The alfin mechitzas basukas. In mechitzas leschach. Stam bepshat. I never had it klo. What is the problem? If it's more from three, it's not mechitzas smuchas leschach. What is not samuch leschach? Pasht is the walls on the side. Some want to say even the little walls inside are not samuch to the schach. Why? Every sukkah that is 10 tfochim in the schach is very high. So we had a chkir at the beginning of this man, if it's kosher because I have mechitzas 10, or you have to come to Gudasi. One side says, if I have 10 and it's under a schach, I'm good. The other side is, I have to come to Gudasik. Gudasik, you say, when you have Mechitza Asoro, this tree, you don't have Gudasik. So not only this is not Kov L'Schach, even these three are not Kov L'Schach.
This is Kov.
What?
It's
the ones there.
It's right.
There's not a Schach Kosher, so it's not called Schach. This is us. It's Pochis Megimel there. It's Pochis Me Asoro there. It's not called Schach.
This
what? This is us. The Welt learns that the problem is the walls. I want the Mechadish Dechkat. You learn only Dechkat. Say it. The Welt learns is the walls. Because could be you don't have to come to Gudasi. Could be Bichlal. A wall under the Schach is called Kov L'Schach. It's not clear that you have to have the Mechitzas Magiris L'Schach. You have to come to Gudasi. But we will go with the Welt, that the Welt learns that the walls on the side are in the Magiris
L'Schach.
Right. But I need to say, so be a problem. I guess the schach, let me show you. So be, say that. But I'm saying, the shayla, if the problem, I'm asking if the problem is only there, also here. The maisi have a problem, also here. You're right. So I'm saying, I've had a pashas, Taisis is talking at the walls on the side, and Taisis said that they're not magias l'schach. The chisoron is that they're not magias l'schach. These walls are not magias l'schach. So, we'll leave Reb Chaim for a second, and we have the second answer. Why in Sukkah the walls need to be near each other? Because if not, the outside walls are not magias l'schach. I think it's such a poshta teretz that when you start to learn, and I want to touch on a kudah here that makes everyone not klar. This is the reason I think it's the Sukkah is a bit not klar. Like, poshta like that. What is the tzad of the wall of Bikosher if it's more from Gimel Tochim? It's not klar l'schach. The wall is too far away. Is it din mechitzas? Everyone learns second parak and knows if you have a regular sukkah and you have ear, gimel tfochim, kosher or posel? Posel. If you have schach posel, arba tfochim, without daifin akuma, posel or kosher? Posel. So if the walls are there, they're far away from the sukkah, you need mechitzas, magias l'schach. Such a, you ask me a kasha. Why in Sukkah they need to be near each other? Why the wall can't be far away? Because you have to have the. If I have ear, it's also not good. I learned in Perek Tav Yud Zayin, I have a regular Sukkah. If I make ear and the walls are not touching the Schach, I have a problem. Here the walls are not touching the Schach. L'chua for sure it's a problem. Who says that? Taisa says it in the Teretz. The Be'inim Mechidah Smuch is the Schach. Taisa brings my raya. Don't tell me, maybe it's different. Taisa says that this is the mocker. But lechura, it's such a push to teretz. I feel there's no mocking even to say the Reb Chaim. He asks me, Kasha, why in Sukkah the wall cannot be far away? Because you have time. Mechitzas near the schach. Such a push to teretz. So again, so we have the first teretz we said Reb Chaim that in Sukkah Zedin Mechitza, this is the reason you can't be mitzar of two parts and in Shabbos you could. We're leaving the Reb Chaim. We're answering the kasha, why you have to be near the walls? Zoktesis, you have to have Mechitza Smuchas Leschach. Such a poshta teretz. Such a poshta teretz. I don't think it's a mocking to a kasha. So we know, in Sukkah, why they need to be near each other? Mechitzas Magias Leschach. So be'etzem, we'll go back to the kasha now. Why you need in Sukkah the walls to be closed? Mechitzas Magias Leschach. Let's feed them in Shabbos, you have a kasha? No. In Shabbos, there's no din Mechitzas Magias Leschach. Right? It's a chiddush in Sukkah that you need Mechitzas Magias Leschach. And Shabbos, there's no din Mechitzas Magias Leschach. This is the reason when you see Taisus in Shabbos, Dav Zayin, he asked, Vim Toima, why in Sukkah they need to be near each other and in Shabbos not? V'yishloima, you need Mechitzas Magias Leschach. The mele it's a din in Sukkah, and the mele in Shabbos you don't need it. There's no tesis. Tesis doesn't mention a word on Shabbos. The answer is bullshit. And surely the kasha mechal mishkan kasha. You know why you need a wolf near the Sukkah? Because you need mechitzas magias l'schach. Tesis by us went and add a couple words. Loidomi reshus l'Shabbos shulim noya regel rabim l'Sukkah shebeinin mechitzas esmuchas l'schach. Tesis in Shabbos is this. You're asking a kasha. It says the bais is kosher. Doesn't make a difference how big. Why in Sukkah it says that it's close? Sukkah, Megiyas Leschach. So my God. In Shabbos it says the house could be kosher. It's Yerushas Hayochi, big house. Why here it doesn't have to be big? Why in Sukkah it has to be small? Megiyas Leschach. No shaykh, it's the Shabbos. Taisus Bayos added. אבל בשבת, why? No, why? You don't need smuchas. And Tesis finishes the sugi in Imre Yisrach. Shabbos limnei haregel Rabbi. So, Rav Nachum explained pshat. Tesis learned, you're right. What is the deal? Why you need mechitzas magiyas l'schach? Why you need mechitzas magiyas l'schach? I'm asking you, Avush state in Teire, you need mechitzas magiyas l'schach. But think before you answer me. Basuka is what state? Basuka is what? I know. Teise basuka. Nu vashle basuka. You learn out that you need sholosh tfanes, shtaim kilchotes, afilu tefach. Fregin one of the achoyim, all the psukim tofus. Where is the drosha magiyas l'schach? As they fregin one of the achoyim. You're right. So what is the answer? What? It's a drosha? It's not a drosha. So what Teise brings down the pasuk? The teretzes. Teise's had a tzad. What? No, this you speaking my gears, like he calls my gears. Smuchas, now I'm using here. Yeah? That Rabbi said he has to go till the top. But why does the wolf can't be far away? The answer is, and this is the emissator. Taisa says like this. Hashem said to sit in a sukkah. I'm sitting under shade. Who said I need walls near me? Val is a drosha, that is a din walls. So this is a part of the shape. So for a pshuto, that the walls need to be near the slach. There's no extra drosha that mechitzas magiyas l'schach. Val is a din mechitza. What? What of Basil Manyedu? Manyedu is the sifam and table fi rabbi. Lozop rabbi. Lozop rabbi. Was mit Rab Zeire? I could shlug Rabbi weiter. We said lemalo me'esrim with the wall you see. Less than me'esrim, you don't need the wall. Rabbi said even if it's not magia, it's kosher. But what is the answer? The answer is val is a din mechitza in a sukkah. The svor is that the walls need to be bad. This means to say if it will be no drosha and mechitza, and it will be just a technical zach, then the mechitza is not a part of the sukkah. But Val is a drosha to the mechitza. The Meile Tesis understands that b'Shabbes Val is a din to make a reshus hayochid. You also need the mechitzas near the reshus hayochid misvori. And on this Tesis answers one of the two tirutzim. Other like Reb Chaim, Shabbos is no din mechitza bichlal. Shabbos is no din mechitza bichlal, and Val is no din mechitza. Taki Shabbos, taki doesn't have a din mechitza, so it doesn't have to be nearby. He will use the Reb Chaim. Da'ainu. Avada, the answer is Sukkah, you need it because Mechitza Magiyas L'Schach. Why in Shabbos you don't need it? So Tesis in Sukkah in Shabbos, Shabbos doesn't have it. Maybe Tesis in Shabbos doesn't have to add. Tesis by us came and he added. You know why by Shabbos it's not good? It's good? Limnei HaRegel Rabim. So other he means that Shabbos is no din Mechitza, but it's not Mashma. Tesis of Tesis, the Mechitza of Shabbos is to stop the Rabim. Even if the mechitza is there, it stops the rabbim here. So the mechitza from where it is, it's near the place. What is the mechitza of Shabbos? Not that the guy inside will feel surrounded, it's to stop the oilam coming in. The mechitza there is near me. This is Tesis's answer. So again, we back to Tesis. We losing Reb Chaim. Why in Sukkah they need to be near each other? Because you need to be near the Sukkah. Why in Shabbos it doesn't need to be near the Rishus? Because it's Limnoya Regel Rabim, it's also good. Till here, I think it's glad. So the high. Mevuer in Teisves, the two parts of wall connect. Shabbos, they connect. One half here, one half there. Sukkah, they connect. Why it needs to be near the Chakak? Not because on them it can't connect, because the outside wall needs to be near the sukkah. More from Shalosh Shvachim, it will not be near the sukkah. This is the way to learn. So again, Tesis is Nemtzach on now that two parts of wall, one is down here, one is far away, Be'etzim it's one wall, and it will work Be'etzim in sukkah and Shabbos. Why it can't be far away in sukkah? Because there's a din that the mechitza needs to be near the sukkah. And if that part is far away, that part is not near the sukkah. It could connect. The bottom part and the side part connect. Both of them make a mechitza. It works for Shabbos. It would work for Sukkah. It doesn't work for Sukkah. Why? Because as a din, you need mechitzas smuchas to Sukkah. This is the teretz. Sai and Shabbos. Sai and Shabbos and Sai by us. Again, I want this to be clear. Teisus Nemtzachon, two parts of mechitza mitztaref Sayin Sukkah, Sayin Shabbos. Frictasis in Shabbos and Bayos. So why in Sukkah it has to be close? Are you seeing Shabbos? Two parts can be mitzvah far away? The answer is avada de mitzvah. But there's another halacha that a mechitza needs to be near the reshus. And from far away it can't be near the reshus. Mashaken and Shabbos, either you don't need it near the reshus, or you have it near the reshus. This is glat. Shlav Aleph and Teisvus. Frek Teisvus, if the wall is mitzaref, so say Deifin Akuma. I have a good wall. And here we don't understand what is the answer. You have a good wall, right? It's mitzaref. Say Deifin Akuma, the Sukkah Bikasha. Kozman, I didn't think that it's a good wall. I can't ask you this question. But now we learn that it's a good wall. If it's a good wall, say Deifin Akuma. Why the Sukkah is not kosher? These two parts are mitzaref. If the mitzaref, they become one wall. If they become one wall, say Deifin Akuma. Say Deifin Akuma. So Teisves, Miyad and Shabbos, finishes it. The Afal Gav, the Deifin Akuma, Machsher, Esadale Damas. Teisus doesn't stand in Shabbos, copies every Gemara and Masech the Sukkah, the whole Hemshach HaGemara. Teisus learns now, I see that this is a good wall for Shabbos. For Sukkah, it's only not good. Why? Because it's far away. The only reason it's not good, because it's far away. It's the only reason that it's not good because it's far away. If it's the only reason that it's not good because it's far away, say Devin Akuma. If you tell me two walls don't connect, Chfeinish can kashas. Two walls connect. Shabbos is good. Why in Sukkah is not good? This is far away. Say Deifin Akuma. Really, what is the answer? What is the answer? Rashi tries to answer. Teis tries to answer. I want to know what is the answer. Why Lemaisi don't say Deifin Akuma? What? No. Teis doesn't say that. If it will be felt in Deif. Teis asks the Kasha why it's not good. He learns that it's good. I'm glad. If Teisus will learn that it's not good, he doesn't have to answer Doifin Akuma. The Rochik Minaschak. Teisus learns that the Doifin is mitzaref, and while the Doifin is mitzaref, it's a good wall, and it works for Shabbos, and it works for Sukkah. So why it's not good to Teisus in Shabbos is a zaitik chisorim. The wall is far away from the Sukkah. This is the chisorim. The wall is far away from the Sukkah. This is the way Teisus is maimi the sugya. The chisorin is the wall is far away from the sugya. If the chisorin is that the wall is far away from the sugya, frek Teisus. Say Deifin Akuma. And Rashi answers by us. Rashi answers by us. Hoche bepoches miyud ein shem Deifin olov. Elo hashtu de beinu lashvuya Deifin. Hilkach bemash einu Deifin loy omar rachmone. What is the answer? So Rashi, it's not called the Doifin. So some say because it's only seven. It's only seven. You're right that you have three here, and it's mitztaref klapi de sukkah. But lemaisa, how much he has in his area? He has a shem doifin klapi de sukkah the whole together. But how much he's himself? Seven. But mainly you can't say doifin akuma. Some say like that. Kenzai. He's kosher lihitztaref. He's kosher lihitztaref. But he himself is be'etzem a seven. So you can't say Doifin Akuma. Again, this is the question. And the answer is that even that after the Tziruf is a wall, but the Tziruf doesn't give him 10. He's 3-7. Equal by him 10. But every piece on his own, he's only a 7. That's it. No
shaykhs. Why do you decide 7 from each other?
Because they are separate from each other. They're not near each other. The Shiloh, what does Mitztaref mean? They won and they 10. Then the kasha is very shvel, or It's not that it's 10. It's 7 and 3. Equals, by the sukkah, a good sukkah. Oh, but that piece is a 7. That piece is a 7. It's real. Because if that piece is the 7, if you would say David Akuma, how the tree will go up? How the tree will go up to the top? As two walls or one wall? So you're asking that if David Akuma will work, in the end it will be one wall, you could say good asik. So now the question is to say David Akuma. Lama zong you say defin akuma. I'm asking you a question. Lama zong in 7 you could say defin akuma. Or who will pick up the tree?
What?
It's one wall. So there's the question. Say defin akuma. Very good. So what is the answer? Are you don't know. Upset this. Say that. So all of them are trying to say, even that it's together, the lumbus is together, but it's 7. So we're not saying yes. So the Rashi and Teisa don't say Tre Hilchase Loyamoyet, and I don't think it's Shachas to Tre Hilchase. If the Mitztarif is not Hilchase, it's a Mitzias. It's not so much a Mitzias. If this is Mitztarif, it's wrong. This is not Hilchase. And now say Doifen Akum again. The Kashe is Teisa's Kashe. It's Rashi's Kashe. Beetzem, this is the Gemara. The Gemara is asking why not to say Doifen Akum. And we have to answer, lat, why we don't say Doifen Akuma here. Lat. So, Lama Zog and Devil, just to the Sabbath, it's called 7 and we can't say Doifen Akuma. We'll have to explain it. I want in a second to leave this for a second. Now we'll go to the second Shita in the Sugi. The second Shita in the Sugi is the Tesis Yeshonim and Shabbos. He asks the same Kasha. Why in Shabbos it could be far away and in Sukkah it doesn't have to be far away? And he answers, 3 lines. Shabbos, it cannot be far away also. Shabbos, it can't be far away. Why it's kosher in Shabbos? Because the house from outside has 10. Well, the Gemara said that it didn't have 10, the roof took a tefach. So the mechitzes are from outside. So why, Bichlal, you have to have a chakach? Is it tnai in the mechitzes that they have to surround a place that is yud? Of the shei mechitzes is the outside. Masha'enkin besuke. You don't have outside mechitzes. So b'mele, you don't have a mechitze. I want to read the words. Oid yeshloima. The ocha yesh mechitze gvoyim b'chutz. Ein tzorich letzarif. Abel besuke tzorich letzarif. Beyoyser migimel loy metzarfi. The answer is, this is not a wall. So the Teis Yeshonim learns these 2 parts, you can't be Metzarev 2 parts. Not in Shabbos and not in Sukkah. So why in Shabbos it works? I have from outside. Why in Sukkah it doesn't work? I can't be Metzarev. So we have 2 reasons. Why it's possible in our Sugya? Lefi Teisnes, you could be Metzarev. Why it's possible if it's more from Gimel? Not so much Lesach. Shabbos doesn't have that problem. Lefi, the Teis Yeshonim, no, you can't be Metzarev. Why it's possible you can't be Metzarev? You can't be mitzaref. Walls have to be near each other. Shabbos also you can't be mitzaref. So why it works in Shabbos? It has outside walls. But if there's no outside walls, it doesn't work. So we have 2 terutzim and the shayla. This is shlav base of the sugya now. We have shita sateisis, why it needs to be near each other. Because if not, this is far away. And it's not somach l'schach. Right? It's far away and it's not somach l'schach. 2 walls could be mitzaref. In Shabbos it works. In every place it works. It's a problem of somach l'schach. If you take care of it in Shabbos, it works. Mashaykel, if you taste Yeshonim, you can't be Mitzarev.
Why can't you use the outside walls?
Sukkah, we're outside walls.
Same.
If you have, maybe. Good. But the answer is the outside walls in Sukkah, don't matter what it is. No, it's not just Yochi, not Negea. It's not Shaykh, it's not a Mechitza Bichlal. Maybe for being a tinsa, maybe it will help. No, but not by she'en kiruy mashlima le'asor. Okay, so this is his answer. So this is his answer. His answer is, in Sukkah you cannot be mitzarev. In Shabbos you could be, you also cannot be mitzarev. So if someone asks us, why the walls need to be each other? The field of taste is, be'etzim they're one wall, but you can't see the akuma. And you can't, the schach is not near the walls, and if it is Yeshonim, you can't be mitzaref. Till here it's glad. I want to ask you a kasha. Some people stop here. I want to ask you a kasha. Why did Teis Yeshonim has to come to such a modern terrace that he can't be Metzaref? Why he didn't answer that the walls are too far from the Schach? Think good on this kash. Why does Yeshonim say that the problem in Sukkah is because you can't be Metzar of two parts? Why he didn't say that it's not good because the outside wall is too far from the Schach? Such a glad emes a teretz. And if you have Avir, it's a problem. If you have Avir, it's a problem. If you have Avir, it's a problem. So why he has to answer that you can't be Metzar if... Answer, you know why the walls need to be Betar Gimel? Because you need mechitzas kreves l'schach. What? So you say in Shabbos you don't need that. Shabbos, he answers you have the bayis outside. Mashengim mesukah, it's not good. He don't have the outside. And why it's not good? Because he can't be mitzarif. Even if I could be mitzarif, but they're far from the schach. So it's another teretz. Maybe we'll get a zaitik teretz. Maybe he learned that it's not like avir, it's like schach posul, so because of biz arba and it stays on isholosh. Could be zaitik reasons he didn't want to say it. Could be zaitik reasons he didn't want to say it. Could be. But I want to tell you the real answer. The teretz is doifin akuma. If the wall is mitzaref, he has arkasha. Say doifin akuma. Say Deifen Akuma. And the Mele, it gets there. Ari, this is what we're asking. If it's one wall, say Deifen Akuma. We're saying Shtiklateir. We don't know what it is exactly. So now look what is going on here. Lefidatez Yeshonim, and this is the Yofi of the Sugya. Lefidatez Yeshonim, what is the problem when the wall is far away? It can't be Mitzaref. But if it will be Mitzaref, you would say Deifen Akuma. Lefidatez, it's Mitzaref. But you can't say Deifen Akuma. Ask him. So now listen. Pshata Gemara. This is what Be'etzim we have in our Gemara. The Gemara says if you have a Gidud Chamisho and you have a Sukkah outside, Sfas Achkat, you have Mechitzes. If it's far away, more from Sholish, it's not good. Frek the Gemara, why it's not good? Say Deifen Akuma. This is our Gemara, really. So we have two answers why we don't say Deifen Akuma. The fit is this, because while it's not a wall, you can't say Deifen Akuma. It's mitzaref, but for Deifen Akuma, it's not good. Lefit Teis Yeshonim, it's not a good wall. So what the Gemara wants to say Deifen Akuma? The Gemara wants to say Deifen Akuma and be mitzaref it. Say Deifen Akuma and it will become one wall. Again, this Rabbi Hanan says it word by word. Or the bottom or the top, either way. So now here's the cheshbon. We have a sukkah that is pochis miyud and you have a chkak. The Gemara says only if it's betech sholish it's good. More it's not good. Taisus learns the whole big taisus and the whole taisus in Shabbos and in Eruvin. Be'etzim the two walls become one wall. Legabi kol atirikula. Is a nu chisoron if smuch is laschach. Why in Shabbos you don't have that chisoron? Could be stam you don't have that chisoron, and could be because regel rabim. Now zok teisus the Gemara has a problem. If it's a good wool, say doifen akuma. Zok teisus, I can't say doifen akuma here, and we wondered why. It's only 7. You can't say doifen akuma here. This is teisus. Teisus Yeshonim is learning the sugya fakert. Teisus Yeshonim is learning the sugya pung fakert. This Yeshonim is learning the sugya. The walls are not mitzaref. If there will be mitzaref, the Fenakuma will make it near the walls. So I can't handle the chisoron that they're far away. Far away is not a problem for me. Far away is not a problem. Far away is not a problem. What is the problem? It's not a wall. Say Doi Fenakuma, it will become a wall. Zag Rabbi Nochananel, we don't make Doi Fenakuma to try to make a wall to become a wall. We don't use Deifen Akuma. We take walls and we make them close. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi says when it's not a wall, you don't say Deifen Akuma. So I want to be mechadded the dvor. We mentioned it when we started the sugya. Be'etzem, we have a sugya here and we have two drachim in the Rishonim to understand the sugya. suke shein gvoyo asoro vechokak bo, and now he has asoro. If it's korov lesholish, it's good, and if it's not korov lesholish, it's not good. Lefiteizes bilchis tfanes is no din that the walls need to be near each other. Bekol atirikula is no din walls near each other. There's no din that the walls need to be near each other. We don't have to try to make them near each other, bichlal. The walls don't need to be near each other. This is the sugya here. Why is a psul? Taisus asks it in a couple places, and he answers mechitzas smuches l'schach. And it's a chiddush that the mechitzas not near the schach is not good. Lemaisa, the Gemara says avir is b'shloisha, schach posel is b'arba, right? So why here after shalosh is not smuch l'schach l'fi Taisus? The Maisa, the Torah says poches me'asoro is worse from schach posel. It's like avir. But it's a chiddush. But Taisus has to say a chiddush if mechitzas ain't as smuch as l'schach. And then we come with a kasha and say doifin akuma. And maybe you could have answered that val this place is like a avir or something. Maybe you can't even say doifin akuma in such a low place. But this is the kasha. This is the gemara. Umayishna also now we have spoken also the isla doifin poches ma'abah mesagi hachel hashvur doifin tovim eloi. The gemara says you can't do doifin akuma. Lefi this is Yeshanim. The lomdus of the sugi is andere lomdus bichlal. The lomdus of the sugi is the wall is not mitzarif. Why the sugi was not handling korov leschach? We answer Defen Akuma. Some will answer is no avir. So at least at arba and shtei sholosh. But he didn't want to answer the yesoid if samuch leschach. The problem is that the Defen is not mitzarif. Frekt af dem de gemore akashe. Say doifen akuma and it will be mitztaref. We don't say doifen akuma to make a wall. Loshon Rabbeinu Chananel. Hilkach ada adames. Hoche de lesle de doifen la shvuye doifen kosi. That you can't do doifen akuma. La shvuye doifen you can't do doifen akuma. So it comes out mechad of the sugya. This sugya be'etzem is mamish a hemshech of the sugya of Deifan Akuma. We learn the sugya of Deifan Akuma, and we learn the sugya of Chkak. We learn the sugya of Chkak, and the sugya of Deifan Akuma. We learn Deifan Akuma biz arba, and the sugya of Chkak. We learn Chkak, and the kasha is, oh, but where is the Deifan Akuma? These are the words of the Gemara Be'etzim. Where is the Deifin Akuma? This is the Sugi Be'etzim. And the Teret says, we can't say here Deifin Akuma. Now again, Fakir, Lefi Teisvis, it's like a big avoida to find the right Nusach why we don't say here Deifin Akuma. If the wall is Mitztaref, again, before you understand the wall is Mitztaref, for sure it's Pasha. But if the wall is Mitztaref, why we take it don't say Deifin Akuma? Ari Lemalo Me'esrim, we said Deifin Akuma. The wall was not good. We brought it. Here it's 7. So Rashi says, there it's a wall, it's only Lamala Me'esrim. Here it's only 7. So we have to understand, what is the lomdus that we don't say here, Deifin Akuma? So now we say, the Teis Yeshonim learned the sugya. Schach, call the Schach, we don't have a problem. So, Avada, we could say Deifin Akuma. I'm saying, could we could say, Andere Svores, we didn't go mitzad Sobol Schach. Our sugya was, it's Nishken Deifin, Nishken Mitztaref. Es nicht kein Däufen, es ist nicht mit Starif. Weil es nicht ein Däufen, es ist nicht mit Starif. Der Meile fragt die Gemorre, make and that Däufen Akuma? Sog Rabbi Nuchananel, Däufen Akuma doesn't kasher walls. Däufen Akuma doesn't kasher walls. Now, could be, taste was learned, Däufen Akuma could kasher a wall. Like Rashi said, Lemala Me'esrim, it could kasher. Could be, taste it didn't, could be the Wachoylich Take. What Taisus learned that you don't say Deifin Akuma, Taisus Yishonim said, you do say. What Taisus Yishonim says that you don't say, and forget, we see by us. Rashi said different words. Rashi says, Aval hoche, poches mi Deifin, we don't say Deifin Akuma. He doesn't say you don't say Deifin Akuma to fix the wall. Rabbi Nuchananel says, you don't say Deifin Akuma to fix the wall. They were taki saying two under Epshotim. Everyone was taki saying under Epshot. It's taki not the same shot. It's taka andere pshat. It's taka andere esbe. This is be'etzem the two shittas of the sugya. We have to know only a yediyah that in the Ramban and Shabbos, Daf Zayin, and the Rosh, in Shabbos Dav Zayin, he mixes the Tesis Yeshonim with the Tesis. He asks the Kasha, Maishno Bayis Misuka, and he says, Shabbos, you know why it works? Because you have the walls outside. Sukkah, you know why it doesn't work? Because you can't be Mitzah of the Mechitzas. He doesn't say because you have to have some Ruzchach. He says, Shabbos, it works because you have the walls outside. Masha'ink in Sukkah, Shabbos, you have the outside. And in Sukkah, you can't be mitzar if the tfanis. Again, he starts, Sukkah, you need samuch leschach. Masha'ink in Shabbos, the outside could help. Abo lapnimius, don't help in Shabbos, because you can't be mitzar if the tfanis. Sounds like this. And Sukkah is far away, it's not good, you need samuch leschach. And Shabbos, it could work from outside. Why it can't work from inside? Because you can't be mitzar if two zachen together. So he starts like this with Sukkah is smooth leschach. Shabbos doesn't have to have it. And why Shabbos, the inside doesn't work? Because you can't be mitzar if two mechitzes. This is bad, so this is Shalim's pshat. So he starts word by word the Tesis, you have to have samuch leschach. He finishes, Shabbos doesn't need it, and then he goes back to our sugi. We're holding Erev Matan Teire. I want to say a little bit what I heard over from Rabbi Isai. Shach spoke it out a couple times in Yeshiva. Rabban Kotler says, we make the brocha at Birkas HaTeir, we say, Noisen HaTeir. Why we say Noisen HaTeir? Nosan HaTeir. Why we say brocha to Hashem, Noisen HaTeir? This is Noisen HaTeir. What is Noisen HaTeir? Nosan HaTeir. He gave us the Teir. He's Noisen HaTeir. He's Noisen HaTeir. Zok Rebbein Kotler, Weistois, Teire was not given once, it's given every moment again and again. So this is the reason Baal Keri is also B'Talmud Teire, Me'ikar Adin. Why? As they be Matan Teire, they are not allowed to, they have to be Perish Min Ha'isha, not to be B'Keri. Also when you learn, what's the Shaykhis? When we got the Teire from Hashem, Avada, you can't be a Baal Keri. When you learn a Gemara, you can't be mitzar of the mechitzes. You also have to be in the same adrege. The teretz is like the Baran Kotler. Yeah, it's noisin atoiro. So be'etzem, every moment, Boira Oilom stands and gives you the teire. Every minute, Boira Oilom stands and gives you the teire. Every moment is a Boira Oilom that is here, and Boira Oilom gives you the teire. Every minute, Boira Oilom gives you the Teira. Every minute, Chadash. The Boira Oilom gives you the Teira. Chazal say, B'shas Matan Teira, the Oilom is Nisma Leboisem. Full with psalmim. Hasina was covered with flowers. Make a zecher to the flowers. Alma will make a zecher to the flowers. Amod nezach. Someone would ask us, we'll make a zecher to the Eisha Gdoilo. To the Kofu Alem Harki Gigis. To the flowers. And Klal Yisrael, the Ramo, I mean, like Ashkenaz, the Goyim says not to do it because the Goyim do it in the Choge. Some say the Goyim was only about the trees. So the Yeshivas don't do it. Amod given a minig that they decorate the place. People spend so much money for these flowers. Well, what is so important in flowers? The Teretz is, Teire comes with Mesikus HaTeir. We daven every morning, V'harev no Hashem Elokeinu es divrei seyosecho befinu. We don't daven Hashem, make the tefillin not to press. make the tzitzis not to be warm. Make it easy to keep Shabbos. So, who says to be easy? You trying to be easy? And in Torah, we're begging, V'hariv no Hashem Elokeinu as divrei Yisrael b'finu. Give us gishmak. We're back to enjoy learning. We daven, Ribbono Shel Olam, give us gishmak. Give us gishmak and learning every day. V'hariv no Hashem Elokeinu as divrei Yisrael b'finu. We daven, Ribbono Shel Olam, hariv no as divrei Yisrael b'finu. Please, v'hariv no. Chazal tell us that the Mesikus of Torah is Be'etzem what makes the person to be connected to Torah. There's no musik if kofa alem har kegigis if the har is not covered with flowers. It doesn't work. If it's kofa alem har kegigis and the mountain doesn't have flowers, it's a gatemish. The mele, we make a memory of the flowers. It's a milik to cholov and shvuas. Shazama says, even in the maise, you have to eat fleishiks and yontif. So the real meaning was that they ate two fleishik meals, and the first meal they started with the milchiks and they switched to fleishiks. To mevatel the fleishik meaning is a very shver azach. These people were very shvach, it was a shadis and bosa b'cholov coming up, so they started to eat. But as a Steibler and all the other people, they only eat in the Kiddush, they don't eat the Milchik Emil. But it's a Sudas Yom. But the Amoyin Ha'am that are holding on to that Minig yet, to have a Milchik Emil, so that's a Minig. Ach Shomati. We never Mavata to Sudas, my parents. Sudas Yom, in the Kiddush, which is in the Kiddush, you ate Milchik. But it's not a Minig. What's the Pshat in the Minig? Mavata the Din of Yom. The teretzes, v'al mesikus ha'teirah kedvash v'cholof, so important that when we mekabel the Torah, we'll understand the mesikus. Amade, there's no Indian to say, you know, when we mekabel Torah, we understand that it's very sweet, we never feel it, we'll never feel it, but it's good to know that it's there. V'al chasot kabbalas ha'teirah. So we're going to mekabel Torah, and we're making the hanogas, decorating the whole world with flowers, to understand the mesikus. We're canceling the fleishik meal to know the mesikus of dvash v'chol of tachas l'sheinech. We really believe ha'mesukim mitvash v'nefesufim dovin ha'melech v'espas arzok. Torachayim ha'kodeh zok im hoyu bnei odom yoidim mesikus ha'teira ha'reivus v'mesikus ha'teira mishtagim v'rotzim achreo v'olenech shalem shum tzar ba'ilom klum. We know it. But yeah, takin ish negeh. I never felt it. I will never feel it. But every shvuas, I'll put the flowers just that people will know that it exists. That someone there, mistama up the mountain, has that gishmak. It's kedai to know. It's kedai not to eat fleishik. It's kedai to know. I don't think it's a reason not to eat fleishik. That's kedai to know. We'll have to be kedai to know. We know. It's kedai to know. We so much, we put it, we integrate it to the kids, to the flowers, we dance and we sing. Because you enjoy more to fast. But Shavuos, you're not allowed to fast. I enjoy to learn more from everything else. Learn Beitzah, you like to learn Beitzah. For me, Beitzah is very sure. But Beitzah was his Masechta. He would open Beitzah and he would learn. So he thinks that better for him in Shavuos to learn Beitzah instead of eating food. Hakol Moedin Devin Lamed Lachem. So why is not allowed to? He said, because we need to tell everyone that it's a real enjoyment, and not that they will think of Shemazaman and enjoys learning. This Mesikus is a physical Metzias that everyone could enjoy. This is the Metzias of Kabbalah Sateir. So I saw today, Shteim and Amayim, a couple more, Eliashiv. That the Mesikus Atoiro is Be'etzem what connects the person and gives him the koyach to grow in learning. And without that, there's no way to grow in learning. There's the reason every morning we daven, V'hariv no Hashem Elokeinu as divrei Yisrael b'finu. Shmuzal would say, Ki hem chayeinu, v'oyech yomeinu, u'bohem nege yom v'layim. If it be kiyem chayeinu, then it's easy behem negi yom v'layla. If it's not kiyem chayeinu, which was Zalman told me, don't try, it will never happen behem negi yom v'layla. If it's kiyem chayeinu, v'ayirich yomeinu, behem negi yom v'layla. But a person that doesn't feel Kiyam Chayenu, 11, 10 or 30, he looks on the clock, and 10, 20, 35, 40, 45, 50. You know, the time doesn't move. He's waiting for 11 o'clock by night that he can leave his marriage. It doesn't finish for him. It doesn't finish for him to say that. And Ben Hasdolim runs quick, yeah? He's missing Kiyam Chayenu. So after we know that, and this is our Hanogah in the Kabbalah Sotera. So the Hanogah, I'm speaking to Bnei Ali, I'm not speaking to Pashto Zach, Choshe Rebochim. So we feel Zach, this Hanogah of Mesikus Sotera. We're fearing that, and we understand that this is a part of the Kabbalah Sotera. It's a part. David HaMelech says, Lulei Toiros Chosha Ashuai. Nothing could keep me when I have tzores, only that I enjoy Torah. I know it from people. They have terrible tzores. They sit and learn and forget about everything. As David HaMelech says, Lulei Toiros Chosha Ashuai Ozovadeti Be'oni. David HaMelech doesn't say, Lulei Ich Bin Given a Masmid, I would not survive. Lulei, I would believe I have to be in Yeshiva, I would survive. Zog David HaMelech, I would not survive. I will not manage. Oh, you know what kept me? I enjoyed the learning. As David HaMelech says. Not that smother. Not that I finished the Masechta. The Lulei Toiros Chosha Ashua is Avadati Be'oni. So the Kasha is of Shachutz Alamot. Say that. It's very nice to hear it. Everyone is masking to give us the enjoyment of learning. We're happy to be a part of it. We're happy to be a part of the enjoyment of Torah. We're happy to be a part of the enjoyment of... We're happy to be a part of the enjoyment of Torah. We're happy to enjoy it. We're happy to be a part of it. So, about V'ariv no. We daven V'ariv no. We want V'ariv no. Chaim Kanievsky brings down, stated in the Gemara, that Matan Torah was 3 hours. Moses says 3 hours, and then was 9 hours. Shuvu lo aleichem. We say hishana shalishos, and the hishanas it means it's different pshatim in the goyin, and it means the shalishos of matan Torah. Moses says that shalishos Hakadosh Baruch Hu shalishos b'yom Hakadosh Baruch Hu yoshev v'isek b'Torah. Chaim Kanievsky says there was never a metzias. Never a metzias of a person that felt mesikus ha-teire without learning straight for 3 hours. Veshomati mechazonish shu bederech klal etzleinu rak achar korev la-arba shoes. Lo hirgish odo mesikus ha-teire. Matan Torah had to be for 3 hours. So, the Bacher wants it to himself sometimes. Geherb, Mesikus HaTeira, the flowers, the milk. I hear him. I'm very into it. I'm very happy. It never happens to me. When is the last time that you learned 3 hours straight? Never. 4 hours straight? Never. So, if a person didn't learn 3 hours straight, 4 hours straight, and then he's wondering, where's the Mesikus HaTeira? And again, without Mesikus HaTeira, you cannot win. David HaMelech says, Lulei Toiros Chosha Ashuoi Ovadeti Be'oni. No one hears the Madrega of David HaMelech. And he says, without the Koyach of Shashuoi, I would not stay David HaMelech. We daven V'Hariv No, we daven V'Siyata Dishmaya, maybe he will give us even a little bit earlier. Because we know that if we don't get the Mesikus HaTeira, we can't do it if we don't get the Mesikus HaTeira. Without the Mesikus HaTeira, it's not shaykh to win. Without the Mesikus HaTeira, it's not shaykh to win. And we want to know, Kof Alehem Harki Gigi, so that Kodesh Baruch Hu, it will not work. Klali Yisrael saw the mountain and they saw flowers. They don't understand. He's going to kill us, he gives a mountain. He picks them the mountain. If he's putting a flower on the head. This is the way it was. The pshat is, it's an oil that will turn to sweetness. It doesn't work without that. Avshach yelled once in a shiva. You don't understand. You're wondering why you're not growing. You're not letting yourself to have mesikus. Daven from mesikus. They didn't have the Ba'arif, no. Savada of the Oretz. Nothing was left of the Torah. We're holding now an Erev Kabbalah Satere. And like we said, the Mesikus Satere comes when a person learns Beretzifus. When a person learns Beretzifus, then he gets them Koyach and Mesikus HaTeire. Kabbalah HaTeire mentioned already that it's a shade that comes out, it's called Tvoyach. Im atem mekalem es HaTeire mutov, im lav ani tovayach. It's a shade you're not allowed to be make his dam Erev Shavuos, because it's a shade that came out, it's called Tvoyach. The knife, and he said, "Im atem mekabel mesater muto v'im lav ani toveach." So the isur lahok is dam. It's dangerous. He's going around with a knife. So the shaila is, so he went out then. What is the shaykh is to now? He's around today again. He's going around now with a knife also. Im atem mekabel mesater muto v'im lav ani toveach. What is toveach for the guys that are not mekabel? The gishmak and learning, a different thing. But he's toveach. That's what, if we believe in Chazal, regardless of the tzad that we believe in Chazal, regardless of the tzad that we don't believe in Chazal, there's a shaykh that came over to ask you today, Mikalim is Atayim Mutav. The big problem, again, I'm speaking now to Bnei Aliyah. We have a musik today, we pass Shavuos. When is exactly when Mikalim is Atayim Shavuos? When you say the Akdomis, when you say Rus, and you learn that Teire comes Mitei Chanius, Teire comes Mitei Chesed, why we read Rus? Techanius, Techus Mesirus Nefesh, David HaMelech comes out. You could be poor, could be Nebach, everything. David HaMelech is coming out from there. So that you think, I'm the son of Nebach, I'm the poorest, I'm a nude, no one wants to look at me, no one wants to speak to me, people think I'm the wrong person. I'm Amish. Shekets Meshukets. Amoy Nivolei Moyavis. She's Nitche, you know, the ger, but like, you know, the last one on the edge. And terrible life. She has to collect little weeds to eat. Bizyonis. That's the path to David HaMelech. This is the way to learn Torah. The Mesirus Nefesh. So then that, when you read Rus, if you're awake, then you make up the Torah. When exactly? We have a problem. We passed the whole Shavuos. We really want to make up the Torah. We're very serious. Today was Erev Shavuos. We go to sleep. The Seder HaChol and Kabbalah HaTorah. Ma'ariv. Enoch Ma'ariv. The Sude. Kula Mekabalim Aleim. Uva Uchula Mivus Yachad. Before you know this, the Shavuos finishes. Happens the same thing in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. We don't know when exactly, when is happening exactly, you know? When we do the Tshuva in Yom Kippur, when we say the Vidur. So, okay, now, you have to mekabel ol teire. If you mekabel ol teire, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Siyata Nishmaya. The Kabbalas ol teire of Shavuos. Shach would say, Shte Tshuva Drosh Saran, it's Yoyim Adin leteiro. A person could change his life in Shavuos if he's mekabel teire. How is Mekabel Torah? I'm sorry, I want the Mekabel. No, we didn't make the decision yet. Bayir Olam, I decided. I'm Mekabel the Torah. Where is the decision takes place? When it happens? 5 o'clock in the afternoon today? The answer is like this. Klal Yisrael said Nasev and Nishma. When they said the Nasev and Nishma in that days, Be'etzem, they became Mechuyev. We don't have a Nasev and Nishma to say because we're Mechuyev anyways. We're mechuyev anyways. Why are we mechuyev anyways? So we can't say nasa v'nishma. So they said nasa v'nishma. At that moment that they said nasa v'nishma, they're mekabel the oil. We're mechuyev. So say nasa v'nishma. The answer is, who wants one of mashgichim kol teiret? Why people stay awake lo shavuos? Some people make a cheshbon that the whole 4 hours by night is a waste of time. Yeah, if you sleep by night, you can learn the whole day, 12 hours. So the real answer is, if you sleep by night, it'll look like Shabbos, yeah? This is the real answer. And so, you don't learn not by night, but not by night. But he said it's not that. The Kabbalah's oil is, it's not easy to stay awake. Mit ala cheshboinus. You see some people, they don't manage to learn, they fall asleep. It's hard. We have to do a pe'ula. Chutzal al pisoit shteit, because Klai Yisrael slept, so we should stay awake. Shteit in the shloh. But the reason that we are nagging this yeshiva, Lele Shana Rabbah also shteit to stay awake. And we're not marked there so much. Why? Lel Shavuos, this is the yeshiva. This is our generation's Kabbalah's old day. This is the Gedolei Olam Womanik. But everyone stays awake because this is the Chetimtzev Kabbalah's oil. I'm going out my way. I think a bocher has to take on himself if he wants to be zeichet to the Mesikus HaTorah. Was war sein noch Shavuos? I don't know. Was war sein noch Shavuos? I don't know. How he will manage to do it. How he will manage to mekabel the... That, he has to... This is the second part. Bederek Lahu, when you get connected to the Mesikus HaTorah, everything works after it. I'm telling you, it works. Some of you never touched it. To take it himself. So I said, what is the best thing? And what is the bedievit thing? And then I'll tell you what I want to say on it. The best thing is, if a bocher could take on himself, over the Shavuos, till Shabbos, 3 times to learn 6 hours straight. It's not so hard. Moshe, tonight you eat, you don't go to eat out, chas v'shalom. That's the biggest yitzhak. Go to eat out, come back 12. You're ready to care for 2.5 hours. Yeah? You have one Shavuos in your life. You're giving it out to eat by someone that maybe will give you a cheesecake. Yeah? Maybe, you know, you want, I'll give you the money for the cheesecake. Meshugan, nicht normal. Eat in yeshiva. What will happen? Not geschmack? All day. You can finish 9:30. To eat, you go into Bismarck, you learn until 4:30. No, Kaisel Golnish. You sit and learn till the morning. 6 hours. 6 hours. Then you sleep. You get up, you finish the Suda again, 2:30, you learn another 6 hours. Then other you stay awake the second night, or the third night, 3 times, and I'm telling you, it's boduk u'menuse. If you don't feel it in the first time, you feel it in the second time. You zoichet emesiku satoiro. Sometimes, I'm telling you, I know most bochum that did it, it worked out. Some people in the beginning, they don't feel it. It's like people, you know, that never ate sugar. Sometimes sugar doesn't feel good for them. Sometimes the klipa is so bad. Chazanish says, today someone gave me a letter from the Chazanish. People have a musak. They think when they're 40, he writes to older people, when they're 50 years old, I'll start now. You know, this is good for yeshiva bachur. 50 years old. He says, we have a kiva started 40 years. A lot of gedolei Yisrael started late. And he brings down another pshat in Rabbi Akiva. Why Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva said the water went into the stone so the water could come inside me. What's? He says Rabbi Akiva didn't believe that he could get the Mesikus HaTorah. He's older already. He has to do it. But to be mamish, this you have to start when you're young. And this is the mistake. If a person takes oil teira, this week it works out very good this time because it's a Friday, Shabbos after it, you know, it's a Shazal Lachatz. The morning after, you're already starting Amud. We'll start the next Sugya Sunday. I'm saying, if a person will take on himself, and I'm telling you, don't let the Yitzhak tell you the guy that I told him I'm coming to him will feel bad. Because if you will feel good this world, you'll feel bad the next world. If the option is other you will learn, other you will go to him. So if you go to him, you'll feel bad the next world, because if you don't go to him, you'll feel bad in this world, you'll feel good the next world. Don't be embarrassed. 6 hours. On a Zogazay. Every guy that will learn 6 hours 3 times, I'll give him 1,000 shekel. Every guy. 6 hours times 3. Now, guys that can't do this. I just want after that I could know that they will have I know they will have Mesikus HaTorah. I want to speak to people that have Mesikus HaTorah. What? Can't hear. They don't need. But I'll tell you, they need for the first 3 hours. I'll tell you, I believe that in the end they'll tell me the Moichel. But I'll get right to them. You already asked me, you know. You already asked me because I'm going to tell it. But if they come in the end of the Madrid, but the problem is, I said, the first four hours you don't feel it. Guys that can do this, and will do 4 hours times three, I say, if it will be only 5 guys, I know, including in the 6 hours, every one of them will get 1,000. If it will be more from 5 guys, then it will be raffle for 5 people. Because by asking to give a four, you know, I'm saying, just in case, again, four times the Ratzifus. Kimat Tainis Dibur. I'm not saying Mamash, Kimat Tainis Dibur. Kimat Tainis Dibur. I'm not saying. But again, it has to be times three till Shabbos. Till Shabbos. And Azogda, the Metzias says it's Boduku Menusa. Boduku Menusa. But it has to be learning. I don't include Tehillim and Tikkun. I'm saying to make this clear. Not Tehillim and Tikkun. It doesn't include it. It's enough, even people that have the chiyuv to do that have enough time to learn chutz from that. Yeah? And they could start the Seder at 6 o'clock today. They don't have to start after, you know. So it's 6 o'clock. And I was like, Nochamol, a person has to. Now, some people say it's too much for them. So, you know, let's come and talk, you know. We can't change the world. This is the Torah we got. But the Gemara says that Tzduki saw Rove sitting and learning, and he was stepping on his feet and his hands, and he was bleeding. Omale, ame bzize. Kadminu pumaychu lut naychu. You said nasa v'nishma. Something Rove. Anon, Rashi says, you had to check if you could do it. Omale, anu b'shleim osagime. So Rashi, olachnu imu kederech oyavim, somachnu olov shelo yatineinu dovo shelo inu chalasis. There's two things. The tzedukis is Rove learning, stepping in his finger, spitting blood. Straight to the matzah. He tells Rove, I'm a bzize, you said nasa v'nishma. Rove says, no, we trust Hashem. I'm asking you a kash. Rove had to tell him, you don't have to learn like that. You could learn till 10:30 by night, close the Gemara. You're also a good yid if you can. I just love learning. I'm a masmid. But what is the shaykh? It's Kleisel and Kabbal the Torah. There's a lot of guys that close the Gemara at 10:30. Well, what is the tzedukis problem? I'm a masmid. I like tzachin learning. The tzeduki understood this. If Rabbi learns like that, this is the only way. The other guys are not included. That's what the tzeduki understands. So he tells Rabbi, so this Kabbalah Soteris doesn't make sense. Rabbi doesn't tell him, I'm different, I love learning. When I bump in the wall, I say sorry. No, Rabbi said, this is learning. This is Aleph base. But what Rabbi told him? It's possible to do it. It's not impossible to do it. It's not impossible. But the secret is, the Kabbalah's oil that you're deciding is now, before you go out this room, and you mekabel the oil to do it, Lineider, you standing Erev Shavuos and you mekabel all Torah. Now, how it will affect you a year later, you'll decide later. But you're doing an active Kabbalah Sateir. Again, a guy told me he can't. By him, 3 hours is like six. Like I said, I started. Stadler said 3 hours we start with Tfil the Mesikus. Chazni said, Mistam in our days it starts with that. So, mekabel three, mekabel four. But again, that is to the person that is no way for him to do more from this. But I want to tell you, it's not a zaiti kazach. These are the flowers, this is the milk. The guy goes to eat a milk cake, he feels he'll eat here, Blochem, he needs to go to eat a cheesecake, yeah? But he doesn't want to have the Mesikus HaTeirah from the 6 hours. Shoite. He goes to eat the milk to understand that if you learn 6 hours, it's Gishmak. So learn the 6 hours. He goes, he buys flowers. There's a lot of people buying him flowers, yeah? He'll get them flowers to know what comes out when you sit and learn. He's marching with his flowers. Everyone will know when he learns, look what comes out. No. Flowers. I'm telling you. And this, Avshach says, this changes the person. Do it, you will see a shinui in your life, a difference in your life, and Be'ezet Hashem will be zeichet together to nas and nishma and to kabbalah sefer.